38 years ago, a young Canadian man, facing difficulties, began a long journey to seek the meaning of life. He rode a bicycle across the United States and arrived in Mexico. On his travels, he reflected on his past and his way of life, and finally he realized that kindness and love are the best ways to solve all problems. Therefore, he began to share his discovery, spreading the message of kindness to the people around the world. Today, on Good People, Good Works, we introduce to you this messenger of kindness, Mr. Brock Tully. Mr. Tully's most remarkable achievements are the kindness activities launched by him and his companions, including one-of-a-kind stories, the World Kindness Concert, and Coinspiracies. Through these programs, a heartwarming and compassionate message of love is sent to people all over the world. According to Mr. Tully, besides being kind to others, our co-inhabitants, and our environment, the most important thing is for us to be kind to ourselves first.
I really believe that we need to be kind to ourselves. And when we're kind to ourselves, then I believe that we're happier when we take care of ourselves in all ways, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, everything.
Yes.
When we're happy with ourselves, we have more energy to give to other people. It's the kind of way I look at it.
During the most difficult time in his life, Mr. Tully embarked on his first epic bicycle journey of over 17,000 kilometers.
My first bicycle trip was in 1970, and it was at a time when I was very disconnected from my heart. Then a young guy said, "Do you want to ride a bicycle across North America?" And he was just 17. And I said, "Sure." So we took off. He did the first part of the trip, and I continued on and went from Vancouver to the East Coast to down to the South, all through the southern states, you know, and then all of Mexico. And I thought it was, that time, 10,000 miles or 17,000 kilometers, but really it was about a 12-inch journey back from my head to my heart. It was really an inner journey. And what happened was, that's where my reflection books came out of that, little books of thoughts.
This long journey helped Brock Tully discover a whole new world. He began to realize more deeply the common feelings we all share as human beings.
The reason I called my books reflections is that life is a reflection of how I feel about myself. So when I'm happy, I'm actually more giving to other people, but also I see the beauty in everybody else, and I see the oneness in all of us because I see our connection. And so that's what I hope I do in my life more than anything, is just to respect what other people feel, to listen and to hear what they're saying, because I think deep down inside of all that is our connection.
Mr. Tully found all the people in this world long for kindness and love, regardless of their color, culture, or tradition. Kindness is truly a common language of all beings on the planet. Just as Mark Twain had once said, "Kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see."
Street people will say to me, it's not somebody giving me money or food even, but just them saying hi. Often we see color and style and age and stuff, but we don't see hearts. Can I share one little thought? I wrote, was inspired in Santa Barbara, California, and I was watching a group of blind people crossing the street. I saw everybody shopping and buying clothes so that we'd be noticed, right? And I was sitting there watching these blind people, and I was just so touched by them, how together they were. And all of a sudden, a little older woman, I remember, and this was probably 15 years ago, a little woman, older woman came up beside me, and she was watching. And then we just turned to each other, and we took each other's hand. We looked at each other in the eye, and we both had tears in our eyes. We squeezed each other's hand. She left. I sat down on the curb and I wrote this little thought. I saw a group of blind people crossing the street, helping each other, laughing, and openly showing warm feelings towards each other. They're all different ages, colors, and styles of dress. It didn't seem to influence their caring for each other. I couldn't help wondering who was really blind.
When Good People, Good Works returns, we will share with you more of the wonderful life experiences and beautiful messages of Brock Tully. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Through Supreme Master Ching Hai's compassionate wisdom, the SM Celestial Company, LTD, has produced its first ever series of Happy Doggy. Celestial clothes and sleeping mattresses for dogs, featuring a wide range of designs to meet the needs of dogs of all sizes. The Happy Doggy series, attractive in appearance and practical in its protective warmth, allows humans' most loyal friends to enjoy their owner's loving care. For small to medium dogs, the designs include the Ballerinita, the Miss, Uptown Girl, Sweet Doggy, I Spy, the Poet, and the Karate Wolf. For medium-sized to large dogs, the outfits are the Shepherd, the Bohemian, the Shadow Hunter, Happy Doggy, the Jock, the Sport, and Remember Me When the Rain Falls. Looking smart and elegant in their celestial clothes, these blessed canine friends are no doubt the most impressive dogs in the Golden Age. The sleeping mattress is light, soft, and comfortable, with a washable cover that can be easily removed. The base of the mattress is anti-skid and waterproof, and the cover fabric can be selected to match the celestial clothes. Mattresses include the Royal Tuck, the Gentry Layer, and Dog Republic bedding. To get more information or get the Happy Doggy celestial clothes or mattresses for your loyal canine friend, visit us online at www.thecelestialshop.com.
Today on Good People, Good Works, we meet a speaker from the heart, Mr. Brock Tully, a messenger of kindness. After Mr. Tully returned from his first long bicycle journey, he began his volunteer work, participating in various activities to spread the message of kindness, including organizing community events, speaking tours, and establishing Brock and Friends, a place providing a healthy environment for people to perform music. In addition, he wrote the lyrics for the CD Touching Hearts. His 9 books have sold over 140,000 copies all over the world. In 1998, Mr. Tully co-founded the Kind Acts Network Association of British Columbia. Afterwards, he and his friends launched a series of positive programs on kindness. One successful program for children in schools is called Coinspiracy.
This is a program started by Nadine Marshall that I co-founded Kind Acts with, and Gail Smith. They started this Coinspiracy program, which is a gold coin. When the students are kind to themselves, the environment, and to another, they pass it on. So they do it as a whole school. And the young people, they run like the assemblies around this. It is beautiful to go to one of the assemblies and see what they're doing. And then they pass the coin on. Well, now it's in over 45 countries. And to see how two women started this program, how it's touched people all over the world, you know, and yeah. There's projects that different schools are doing.
Another important program launched by Mr. Tully and his Kind Acts team is One of a Kind Stories, in which people share in their inspirational stories of kindness with each other. Mr. Tully likes to use music, a powerful tool, to spread positive and heartwarming messages. Every year, the Kind Acts Network Association hosts a World Kindness Concert, where many well-known performers with various backgrounds assemble together, playing beautiful music and singing heartwarming songs.
Incredible performers, and the messages about kindness, all the lyrics of the songs that people sing have to have a really positive message and everything.
In 2000, Mr. Tully began his second long bicycle journey with his companions. to raise public awareness for a kinder world. The journey was called Cycling for Kindness.
It was all around the United States and Canada, 33 states and 7 provinces, 18,000 kilometers, and over 7 months. Our goal was to make the front page of the papers so people saw that 95% of people want a kinder world.
Being a vegetarian for more than 30 years, Mr. Charlie believes that real kindness comes from an inherent higher level, and at that level, all people are connected closely with each other.
We're all very connected, and when we seek that spiritual or a higher power, whatever we want to call it, I think we're all deeply connected on that kind of soul level. We touch somebody through an act of kindness, it can ripple all over the world.
If you had one message to people in summing up all your fine achievements that you have done to give to the world of people of all nationalities and of all ages around the world, what would that message be?
Well, just to be kind. To be kind is to be kind to ourselves and to others, to see us all as one, and to do things that we think is for the greater good of us all. I just want to really say what you are doing with your television is unbelievable. Like, to me, you guys are such an inspiration that you're bringing positive messages all over the world. What you are doing in the world is just so fantastic, and I just really want to acknowledge that and say I'm just so grateful to have met you and your wonderful team of people that are making a difference all over the world.
May God bless Mr. Tully and his noble work with tremendous success. Join us next week for more interesting stories about Mr. Tully and his work in spreading messages of kindness. Thank you, considerate viewers, for joining us on Good People, Good Works today. Our show airs every Sunday here on Supreme Master Television. Stay tuned for the world around us, up next after Noteworthy News. May heaven bless you and your loved ones with abundant love and boundless grace.